House Building Part 2.
We are now standing in front of the entrance to the Bauhaus building. One has to walk around this building in order to fully appreciate its physicality and the function of each of its limbs, explained Walter Gropius. So, let's walk around it. To begin, just as far as the street up ahead, Gropius Allee. In 1933, the Bauhaus was disbanded under pressure from the National Socialists. Many students and lecturers emigrated to America and Asia. The Bauhaus style spread to the far corners of the world and can be seen in buildings from Moscow to Tel Aviv.
However, this is not the only part of the city to have been profoundly shaped by the Bauhaus movement. If you follow Gropius Allee to the right, you'll reach the houses of the movement's masters, where Klee, Kandinsky, Feininger and Schlemmer lived. The houses, which are also part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site, were carefully restored in recent years. Further to the north, at the River Elbe, Karl Fieder designed a restaurant, the Corn House. In the southern part of the city and the city centre, the Turton housing estate and the Labour Office were constructed in the Neuenbauen or new building style.
Let's turn our attention back to the building. From here, we have a perfect view of the impressive glass curtain facade here on the right. The workshops are located behind it. The lower recessed part houses the club. We will now walk along the right-hand side of the building to the second lawn. Dessau's reputation as a modern industrial city is not just based on the Bauhaus movement. In fact, the reverse is true. The industrial character of the city and its open political climate were decisive in causing the Bauhaus movement to relocate here from Weimar.
The geographical location was another crucial factor. This entire plot of land was an empty field at that time, providing an ideal environment for architectonic experiments. Professor Oswald will tell us more.
Historisch schon anders als in Weimar gab es eine sehr innige Beziehung zwischen der Stadt.
Historically, unlike in Weimar, there was a very deep relationship between the city and the Bauhaus. It was, of course, the city that put itself forward as a new home for the Bauhaus movement, and it was an alliance not only of political representatives, but also those from culture and industry, Junkers and Grote, for example, that brought the Bauhaus to Dessau. And the Bauhaus flourished in Dessau. There were collaborations with industry. One was able to construct. There were many architectural projects, and all the Bauhaus buildings arose.
Today, the Bauhaus institution is still important for the city and the region. The concepts that arose as part of EBA Urban Redevelopment 2010 are our next port of call. In order to get back to the train station, we'll simply turn right here around the Bauhaus building. From the train station, we'll follow the red flags and continue the tour at the red information board at the former coal trading company.